Catenacci has to convince 2,000 people to donate small amounts of money to his campaign by September 10th and raise at least $200,000 from them in order to qualify for a matching grant that would give him six times the amount of money that he raises by that date.
We need to receive between $10 and $175. It has been tedious at times. I mean, it's a lot of work, especially when you have to explain to people how the program works.
Catenacci, who is currently the Onondaga County Controller in Syracuse, plans to tour minor league baseball parks across the state in the next several days as one way to meet voters and, more importantly, potentially small money donors. He won't say how much he's raised so far, though a required campaign filing on July 15th showed he had just over $30,000. Catenacci says if he doesn't collect enough to qualify for the matching grants, he'll only have himself to blame.
We don't meet the mark. You've heard it here first. It's a colossal failure of my campaign. So we will make that mark, and we're confident to participate in the program, and we think it'll be good for the campaign and all of New York State.
Catenacci says under the rules, he can't accept donations from corporations, and he has had to return some checks from some businesses. The pilot program was created as part of a settlement between Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders back in March as part of an ethics reform package. Critics at the time said the pilot program was designed to fail. It's limited to the state controller's race and would use money from the controller's own unclaimed funds account. The incumbent state controller, Democrat Tom DiNapoli, a longtime proponent of public campaign financing, is not participating, and government reform groups say he is right to stay away from what they consider to be a deeply flawed program. DiNapoli explained his reasons several weeks ago.
They did not take the proposal that we've had for a number of years. There's not an independent campaign finance board that's going to oversee the system. They changed the rules on me and on this race 3.5 years into a four-year election cycle. It really wasn't done in a fair way, or even for a challenger in a timely way. He has many hurdles that he's got to go through if he's going to have access to any of that money.
DiNapoli has set some of his own self-imposed restrictions on campaign contributions, but despite that, the controller has $2.7 million in his campaign fund as of mid-July, an amount he says is enough to get him through November. The ethics package that produced the pilot public campaign financing program for the state controller's race also included the shuttering of Governor Cuomo's Moreland Act Commission. It was in the midst of probing possible corruption cases. Cuomo has taken heat for closing down the commission, and the U.S. attorney is looking into whether Cuomo's staff meddled with some investigations. Catenacci, a certified public accountant and an attorney, says the current controller, DiNapoli, should have done more to oversee potential conflicts of interest between political donations and state contracts.
You can tie back state contracts to political donations. You can look at the per diem accounts, okay? You can stay involved with the flow of the money. One of the first things in the Moreland Commission said, I believe, was follow the money, right? So the old quote. The state controller has the checkbook. Every dollar comes through the state controller's office.
He says the controller also has the power to investigate why the former executive director of the Moreland Commission has remained on the state payroll for several months, even though the commission is now out of business. Controller DiNapoli has been silent so far about the Moreland controversy, but a spokesman for DiNapoli's campaign says the controller has already been fighting corruption and his work has led to 50 arrests and $7 million worth of restitution. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.